From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The murder of a Baylor University basketball player has trained attention on the Baptist University's men's basketball program, and the emerging picture is not attractive. Head coach Dave Bliss, who was forced to resign earlier this month, was secretly taped by an assistant, and he's heard on the tape encouraging his players to mislead investigators about the murdered player, Patrick Dennehy. The tapes were acquired by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, where Pete Alfano is a senior reporter. Pete, first, who was the assistant who recorded Dave Bliss, and what does Bliss say on the tape?
Well, basically, the assistant, his name is Abar Rouse, and he just recently joined the Baylor program in June. And the tapes are quite amazing. I think anyone who even knows Dave Bliss over the past 30 years was stunned by what he said and what he was the scheme he was concocting to try to cover up the improper payments to the late Patrick Dennehy. He conspired to with two players and was going to enlist the help of a third to try to spread a story that Patrick Dennehy dealt drugs. And what's interesting about this, too, is that it reveals that Bliss had knowledge that some of the players on his team, at least recreationally, used drugs, because he refers to some players who he couldn't use in this scheme because everyone knows they don't use drugs.
But the object here was to try to cover up what had come out incidentally in the murder investigation, which was that players were receiving money from the staff.
Right, and the amazing thing about that is if Patrick Dennehy had never been shot and killed, it's unlikely that anyone would have found out that there were improper payments being paid to at least two players. And we know that Patrick Dennehy was given improper payments, and we believe another player, we're waiting to confirm, was also given improper payments. It may not end there. But in any event, Bliss, who talks during the tapes about his reputation over 30 years and the fact that the NCAA, he had never spoken to the NCAA, meaning they had no reason ever to interview him about any improprieties in his programs at various universities such as Oklahoma, SMU, and New Mexico. And he said that counts for something. But he talks quite specifically about actually scripting for two or three of his players what they should say to investigators from Baylor and also to police about portraying Dennehy as a drug dealer.
Pete, just to take inventory of what's come out in this, as you say, drug use among the basketball players, payments to, you think, two players, Patrick Dennehy, the victim of the shooting, and his friend Carlton Dotson, who's being held in the shooting, both acquired guns. They told some people they felt threatened by another teammate. Dotson appears to have experienced delusions and heard voices suggesting mental illness. What do Baylor officials say about this, the trustees, the president? I mean, is it all just blamed on Bliss, or is there some perception that there might have been an institutional problem here on the team?
I think the university is in a state of shock right now. Basically, everyone is trying to circle the wagons and clam up. Frankly, the university president has only issued a statement on Friday after being badgered to say something. And Drayton McLean, owner of the Houston Astros baseball team and chairman of the Board of Regents, also has only issued a statement. Neither of them has made themselves available despite some repeated requests for an interview, and none of the Board of Trustees is willing to speak about the matter right now.
If Dave Bliss has been captured on tape urging his players to mislead police investigators, is he now, does he face some criminal liability now in this matter?
That's possible. Yes, that's possible. And that's why the police want to hear the tapes.
Pete Alfano, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, Robert.
Senior reporter Pete Alfano of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram speaking with us from Fort Worth, Texas, about the basketball scandal at Baylor University.